Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Alley.
Yes, good morning. My headphones need turning up. I have no volume and I can't hear you.
Have you got the right ones on? Are they plugged in?
Somebody's...
They're not even plugged in.
Do you know what? Somebody's done this and taken my headphones.
Oh, well, you're missing...
Look.
Oh, yep, somebody has taken
the little adapter out. And I'm sitting here like a twit going, ooh, my headphones aren't on. No, someone's unplugged them and you just haven't checked to see if they're plugged in. But no one should be touching my studio headphones.
Okay, let's make that clear. Now, let me know if you can hear yourself.
Yes, I can hear myself now.
Wow, amazing.
Look at
amazing.
That. It's amazing when you plug it into the console, isn't it? Who's been touching my headphones? I want answers.
Heads will roll.
That's right. Headphones will roll.
91.7 The Wave. Good morning, Gunners and Alley. Mysterious Ways from U2, who of course played last night at Optus Stadium for their Joshua Tree World Tour.
You know, my dad managed to snaffle last-minute tickets with my brother.
No.
Yeah, $66. They went up in the nosebleed section, but my dad said, didn't matter where you sat, absolutely phenomenal. I just rang him just before to ask him how it went. He said they sang every song you wanted to hear, and he said the slow ones in particular were just so atmospheric. He said it was absolutely amazing. He's so glad he went to see them. So how epic is that? I'm super jealous. I was like, where was my invite? Hello?
Yeah, right.
We didn't think you'd come because you have to get up early. I would have been bleary-eyed for you too.
Yeah,
where's
absolutely.
My $66 ticket?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, they enjoyed the concert, so jealous.
Last time I saw you two was about 25 years ago in Melbourne for the Love Comes to Town tour, and I leaned over the railings when Bono was singing. He looked at me straight in the eye for two
locked
seconds.
Eyes.
Locked eyes for two whole seconds.
That happened with me with John Mayer.
That's my claim to fame. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We were singing a whole song together. It was Clarity, actually, the song, one of my faves. And
really?
I knew all the words, and I think he was impressed, and I was right at the front, and I was singing along, and he was looking at me, and I was looking at him, and I was like, yeah, in another world, in another time, in another place.
Such a groupie.
Shut up.
Christmas coming up. I actually ventured into Mandra Forum the other day to...
Brave of you.
To contemplate the possibility of thinking about doing some Christmas shopping.
And how'd that go?
Oh, I lasted 5 minutes.
And what, you left the shops?
Yeah. I did have a look around, actually.
Yeah.
There's some great sales on.
Well, Bed Bath & Table, I just got some nice little rose gold poinsettias for my Christmas tree.
Nice.
They're up. They were having 30% off. I was like, yes, thanks. On our Facebook page, speaking of Christmas, of course, we were discussing what your favourite Christmas song of all time is. There's loads of fun ones out there.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of people commenting because this Friday, I know, it's the 29th. It's not officially December, but we're going to roll out a Christmas tune just to get you in the festive spirit. So my favourite comment so far is, what is your favourite Christmas song? And somebody has written none. Love it.
I'll Be Home for Christmas, Little Drummer Boy by Bing and Bowie.
And I said, have you seen the Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly's
version.
Absolute mirror image copy of that? It's gold. I'm actually going to post that in December so as not to annoy the Grinches.
Shaken Stevens is in there. ACDC's
Jailbreak.
How did that get in there?
Who knows? Jingle Bell Rock, that's a popular one.
Driving Home for Christmas, Chris Rea. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen. Last Christmas, George Michael getting a few votes.
Yeah, of course. George Michael always gets a few votes. Skye has said so many to choose from. Carol of the Bells, but not the Pentatonix version. So she likes it. Pentatonix.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Pentatonix, yeah.
Okay.
So what's your favourite Christmas song?
You asking me?
Yes, Grinch. What's your favourite Christmas song?
I liked... Who came up with the ACDC song?
The ACDC song. No, that was somebody else that came up with that. Dan, actually. That's your name. Is this you? Is this a fake account you've created?
My fake account, so I've gone with ACDC.
Are you trolling us?
Yeah. Anyway, have your say on our Facebook page. Most requested song will play tomorrow as we kick off our Christmas tunes in November.
So everyone get excited because Christmas is coming. And for those that really are kind of cringing that we're doing this, it's all for the children. Think of the children
think
of me because I like Christmas.
Gunners and Alley and James Blunt, who you said I think was touring next year.
He is, but it's next year, October. He's given us plenty of warning and he's touring with Jason Mraz. So you basically get two for one.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Great. Mm. Stayed the night. Elton John, who's also touring. In fact, he's here later on this month.
He is.
Tomorrow?
It actually is the 30th and the 1st, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
He is.
He's basically here this weekend.
Now, it's the 28th here in Australia, but the 28th in America is something special, isn't it?
It's Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving Day for them over there, but obviously it's technically tomorrow for them because it's the 27th still in America. But it's also my daughter's birthday, so my daughter Hannah was born on Thanksgiving.
And you were born on?
4th of July. What the hell? We should be in America all the time. It's why I love going there. I feel akin. And I was born in England, but I live here. I'm an Australian citizen with American dates. I know.
You must be confused.
I am quite confused. But I do like Thanksgiving. I like being thankful.
Yeah. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family. I love my kids.
Oh, that's nice.
They're amazing. I think you're going to know this hard word, but it's such a good one. I wanted to use it anyway. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Okay. The word is indelible. You heard this one?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Does it mean A, a substance that cannot be broken down, B, making marks that cannot be removed, or C, impossible to finish, indelible?
Well, the first two are very similar, aren't they?
Yeah, they are quite similar.
So I can't really pick between them. It's not the third one. Mark my words, it'll be the third one. It'll be C. That always happens to me. Actually, can't tell the difference between the first two, so it's not C, so we'll rule that one out.
Okay.
I'm going to go B then.
You're going to go B, making marks that cannot be removed. You would be absolutely correct. It is B, making marks that cannot be removed. The indelible mark had been drawn in the sand.
And what was A again?
A substance that cannot be broken down.
Yeah, you see, that's sort of right as well.
Well, not really, because it's a permanent mark or the substance just can't be broken down. That's all.
Yeah. See the similarities?
No.
Well, I got it right anyway. That's the main thing.
Yeah, you did get it right.
Yeah, so there. Bachelor Girl, permission to shine. Permission to shine.
Yes, permission granted. Shine away.
Thank you.
Have Gallus and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.